Now he says, listen to this here. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. You see, the law condemned us. You might keep it for, like I said, 20 years here. And they don't reward you here in Pasadena for keeping the law. And I don't imagine they do that in your town either. Believe me, if you break it, they will arrest you. And Christ hath redeemed us from the penalty of the law. Why? Being made a curse for us, he bore that penalty. For it's written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Now, this is a remarkable passage of Scripture. It's remarkable for several reasons. One reason is the children of Israel did not use this method of public execution, that is, hanging on a tree. They stoned them to death. My wife noted something over that. Frankly, I hadn't noted it, but when she went over with me, she said, you know, I often wondered why they used stoning in that day. She said, now I know. And says, anywhere you turn in this land, there are plenty of stones. And the rockiest land in the world is Israel. And it was a very good method, because all you had to do was just step outside your door, and there it was. And that was the method. But there was a way of treating criminals who were outstanding criminals, who were actually horrible criminals, and to make them a spectacle, this is what they did. Deuteronomy 21:23. I'm reading now the law. His body, that is, if a man, he said, commits a sin worthy of death, and he be put to death, thou hang him on a tree. His body shall not remain all night upon the tree, but thou shalt in any ways bury him that day, for he that is hanged is accursed of God. That is, if he's committed an awful crime, after he's been stoned to death, you take that body and string it up on the tree, that it might be a spectacle. But don't leave it there overnight. Why? He's accursed of God, that thy land be not defiled, which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ bore the curse for us. He was hanged on a tree. That was no accident, by the way. Now he says here, verse 13, he has become a curse. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. The word is having become a curse. And when did he become a curse? Did he become a curse in his incarnation? Oh, no. When he was born, it was said that holy thing. Did he become a curse in those silent years that we have so little record of? No, it says that he advanced in favor with God and man. Well, then, maybe he became a curse in his ministry. Oh, no, it was during his ministry that the Father said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And somebody says, then it must have been on the cross. Yes, but not the first 3 hours on the cross. Because when he offered up himself, he was without blemish. And Hebrews 9:14 says that through the eternal Spirit he offered himself without blemish unto God. So those first 3 hours was when man did his worst. But you see, the last 3 hours is when God did his best. And it's during those last 3 hours that he was made a curse for us. It was then that it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief, and he made his soul an offering for sin. Now, the very interesting thing is that we're told here was hanged on a tree. Cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. The word is zulon. Actually means just the wood, if you please. He was hanged on a tree. And what a contrast here. He went on that cross, which was to him a tree of death, in order that he might make it a tree of life for you and me. What a picture that we have here.